Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Fabulously Delicious, the French food podcast, and we are proudly part of the Evergreen Podcast Network. If you're looking for other fabulous podcasts on subjects like history, news, pop culture, then check out evergreenpodcast.com. In French cuisine, lemongrass can add an exotic and fragrant touch to many dishes. This aromatic herb, originating from Southeast Asia, is used sparingly to impart a subtle yet distinct flavour, creating a delightful fusion of French and Asian cuisines. Bonjour, this is Fabulously Delicious, the French food podcast. It's the podcast that's all about the cuisine that is said to have founded modern cooking. French ingredients and dishes have been the starting block for many of the world's best chefs and cooks. On Fabulously Delicious, you'll learn all about those dishes and ingredients, as well as get to know more about fabulous French foodies. I'm your host, Andrew Pryor. Enchanté.
Enchanté.
10 years ago, my life changed when I competed on MasterChef Australia, and now I'm living my best French life in the French countryside. Here, life is all about cooking, eating, meeting wonderful food producers, chefs, home cooks, drinking amazing wines, eating some of the over, would you believe, 1,500 French cheeses, and sharing these fabulous experiences with you, my fabulously delicious audience. I hope you're enjoying them. Today, we're continuing the A to Z of French herbs, and today's herb is one that is not thought of really in French cuisine, but in fact, due to its usage in other cuisines of the world, it's become more and more popular here in France. Sit back, turn the volume up. If you're not driving, pour yourself a glass of wine. Break a baguette, add a bit of saucisson maybe, and then some of that delicious cheese. And enjoy today's episode of Fabulously Delicious, the A to Z of French herbs, lemongrass. Lemongrass is known botanically as Cymbopogon. Other names for lemongrass include barbed wire grass, silky heads, Cuchin grass, Malabar grass, oily heads, citronella grass, serra, and fever grass. Its botanical name, Cymbopogon, comes from the Greek words kymb, meaning boat, and pogon, meaning beard. Lemongrass is part of the Poaceae or grass family. In French, lemongrass is pronounced citronelle, and spelt C-I-T-R-O-N-N-E-L-L-E. It's not to be confused with citronella, which is a similar but not the same plant. Some places in France, you will even see lemongrass called vervain d'Inde. Vervain, V-E-R-V-A-I-N, D-E-S, Ond, I-N-D-E-S. Grown mostly in tropical environments, there are Asian, Australian, and even African varieties. There's even a Nepalese version of lemongrass. They are mainly cultivated as culinary and medicinal herbs. And the origins of lemongrass, well, they're unknown, but it's thought to have come from the area of Asia, taking in Thailand, Cambodia, and Vietnam. Lemongrass made its way to Europe in the 17th century, with its ability to scent and repel insects making it popular in Europe. And it was then used in the manufacture of perfumes, soaps, and lotions, and remains an essential scent in the perfume industry here in France. Pour Monsieur by Chanel, which was launched in 1955, was Chanel's first men's fragrance, and it included lemongrass oil as one of its ingredients. It can be grown at home in a pot and will grow up to about 2 meters tall. And in France, it's often kept in greenhouses and orangeries during winter and the cooler months, then brought out for summer. This is something that we do. Lemongrass, as the name suggests, has a scent that is similar to the scent of a lemon. One of the main uses of lemongrass in cuisine that many people would know is in Thai and other Asian cuisines. But in French cuisine, it was never widely used. But now, many modern French chefs are including it in their dishes, especially desserts. And you can often see lemongrass being used to flavour everything from pot-au-feu to a tarte tartare. Another way lemongrass is used in cuisine in France is in French people's love affair with teas, and especially infusion teas. So next time you're going to buy some tea here in France, why not try a lemongrass one? This can also possibly have come, the use of lemongrass in teas that is, from the influence of Morocco in French culture. The Moroccans use lemongrass to flavour green and mint teas. Even though it is not the same as citronella, lemongrass, and specifically the lemongrass essential oil, has properties used to repel insects, especially flies. So you'll often see lemongrass repellents for sale in many forms. Lemongrass is an excellent antioxidant, and it has anti-inflammatory properties and is thought to relieve joint and muscle pain. It can also be used to relieve stomach aches and nausea. Fabulously Delicious is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network. And some of my favourite fabulous shows on the Evergreen Network are about France history. Specifically, the French History Podcast by Dr. Gary Giraud, who explores events and people from 3 million years ago to today here in France. Dr. Giraud is a historian who has a PhD in modern British and French history. And another great podcast about French history on the Evergreen Network is Le Siècle by David Montgomery. This one's all about France's history from 1814 to 1914. Siècle is the French for century, and this covers the century in France that was one of both turmoil and stagnation, revolution, industrialization, wealth and poverty, colonialism and humiliation for the French. The Siècle podcast on Evergreen Podcast Network can be checked out along with the French History Podcast at evergreenpodcast.com. Pour bien cuisiner, il faut de bons ingrédients, un palais, de cœur et des amis, which translates as, to cook well, you need good ingredients, a palace, a heart, and some friends. That's it for another episode of Season 3 of Fabulously Delicious. How do you use lemongrass? Do you cook with it? Let me know by contacting me via Instagram. Slide into my DMs at Andrew Pryor Fabulously or email me on contact@andrewpryorfabulously.com. I'd love to chat with you all. If you share your recipes for lemongrass with me, I'll give them a go, possibly even post on my socials, even maybe my blog, which you can find at andrewpryorfabulously.com. Thank you for listening, and remember, you know what my motto is, whatever you do, do it fabulously. Merci beaucoup, and bon app.
Hi, I'm Emma.
And I'm Joe.
And we're the professional book nerds. Two Mondays a month, we interview authors and talk about their upcoming books, what drives them, and their go-to order at the cafe.
On Thursdays, we share recommendations and dive into topics readers face, like how do I actually read the books on my to-be read list?
You can find the Professional Book Nerds podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn more about us? Our website is professionalbooknerds.com, and you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at ProBookNerds.
We hope you'll come and listen, and as always,
Happy reading.